This episode of the Consulting Pipeline Podcast is brought to you by me and my extensive lineup of products designed to help you move from generalist to specialist. If you're growing weary of hearing me promote my expensive products designed to help people specialize, I'm not sorry. They do help people. They are tremendously valuable. For a lot of people, they're literally life-changing. So I feel great about reminding you every day that these products are out there. However, if you are a little bit new to my world, if you're a little bit hesitant to spend any money to find out what's going on behind the big giant paywall, check out the Positioning Crash Course. That's a free email course you can sign up for, and I will lay out for you the case for specialization, why I think you should do it, what it involves. And that's a great way to learn a little something about this for free. You just go to positioningcrashcourse.com and drop in your email address. Every once in a while, the marketing spirit moves me and I stand up and I testify about something. Today's sermon is about email marketing, specifically for people who want to sell more of their services using email marketing. Is that you? Good. I'm going to be blunt here, though. Every form of value that you offer the general public for free should require some sort of opt-in to your email list in exchange for that value, or should point to a larger amount of value that is behind an opt-in. If someone ends up on your email list for any reason, example, they signed up to attend a webinar, you should email them regularly with valuable stuff, combined with regular invitations to move up your ladder of value. You should do this forever or until they unsubscribe. The first few weeks or months of doing this will make you feel like a spammer. And I know most of you would rather eat a bowl of broken glass than be an actual spammer. That's normal. Get over that feeling by pushing through it as soon as possible. You will underestimate the value of your expertise and chronically undercommunicate with your email list at first. That's normal. Get over that feeling by getting in the habit of telling your list about everything you do that has potential value. Did you write a new blog post? Send an email about it to your list. Did you release a new podcast episode? Send two emails about it to your list. Did you have an interesting interaction with a client? Tell your list a story about that. You will very likely be afraid of the following things: angering, alienating, or offending members of your list. I want you to remember that inert substances do not repel other substances, which feels nice, it feels safe, but they don't attract anything either. Allow yourself to incrementally become more bold in emailing your list. Set a goal of doing one thing that scares you a little bit each month with your list. The two things, by the way, you should actually fear when you have an email list are neglecting it and boring it. When I say boring, I mean sending boring stuff to your email list. You will probably be afraid of the following also, which is the idea that you might ever send something even ever so slightly redundant to your list. Don't be afraid of that. You are at the apex of what I call your content panopticon, which means you can see every piece of content you've ever created. But guess what? Your list members don't. They are very selectively scanning for signals that your content is valuable to them. A subject line that piques their interest, or better, the fact that you always send stuff that's interesting or valuable. But the fact that most people are selectively scanning for signals of value means that only a subset of your content ever gets noticed, even by people on your email list. Do not be afraid to reuse content if it helps you regularly communicate with your list. Repetition, for some reason to us humans, is a signal of value. So don't be afraid to be repetitive about the important things. Can I get an amen? If so, head over to thepositioningmanual.com and check out that book, because it is the first step in learning how specializing your services can make things better for your business.